English will not call a turn a turn. No. Exciting.
Hello. We're back.
We're back.
Hello. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Feeling and looking really pretty. I know we want to write our own reviews, but I've had a haircut. Because the first one was a bit of a balls up, wasn't it?
Hi. What are you doing here?
Driving. The car that's registered under my name.
Where do you stop being British?
let's just get on with it, Daniel, okay? Right, we're back. Okay, take five or whatever it is, because I botched the first four. So anyway, this one's going to be bang on. Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Back.
How are you?
Yeah, alive, all good. And breathing.
Alive and breathing. That's right. Patience been a little bit tested because this is take five, okay? And it's a gorgeous day. We're at Poole in Dorset, and we're at Poole Park, and it's just looking beautiful. The sun is shining.
It's about 40 degrees in the car,
it's
lovely. And we've just turned off the aircon, so you have the best possible sound quality. Don't you worry about us.
You lucky things, right? And because it's take five, okay.
My protein is curdling. Excuse me.
And because I've pissed off Katie so much by botching it, I'm just going to rattle on through.
No,
this is going to be about.
Piss me.
This is. Oh, thank you. But this is going to be like a super efficient podcast episode, leaning more to sort of how a German would do it. Okay, not sort of a Brit just like dicking around and doing what. Anyway, so there we go. So lead. What's the question?
What's my name? So people want to know, apparently, the cultural aspect of a bicultural couple being together in harmony most of the time. Is so fascinating to you guys out there that we got so many messages about, oh, do another cultural one, please. And what are the differences? And where do you stop being your nationality?
Yeah.
And this is going to be the biggest generalization. Obviously, take everything with a pinch of salt because it's just our experience.
Yeah.
Right. But the question for today being, where do you stop being British, hence the flag.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, fantastic. I love my Anglesey. See, it's wobbled even again. This is going spectacularly well.
Super professional.
Anglesey, right. Balance, better. There you go. People will love this. It makes it look edgy. It's fun. It's not polished around the edges. Nobody gives a shit. Right, okay. Okay. Where do I stop being British? Okay, I've got my trusty notes here. Right, okay. So where do I stop being British? I haven't even come with a haircut as well, which...
It's really nice.
Yeah, I know, because I finally got that dealt with as well. Right. Okay, where do I stop being British? Number one, instances of non-commitment. My stock hatred phrase in the English language is, we must get together. And I'm like, no, I must breathe, okay? I must drink water and I must expel waste. Those are the three things I've got to do. Everything else is optional, okay? And it's the British way of saying, I quite like you, but I'm not sure if I want you in my house. So to save face and make you feel like there's a possibility that we might in some remote and like obscure version of the universe get together, that's what I'm going to tell you, and then we're going to leave it at that. But we're never, ever, ever going to get together. So whenever people say to me, we must get together, I'm like, no, we won't. Okay, anyway, so there we go, because I'm a bit of an arsehole. Anyway, okay, number two, mincing words. Okay, so I have become incapable of, should we say, using diplomacy in situations where you need a direct answer. And one of the things, right, that the British are shockingly good at is mincing their words. An Englishman or a British person will not call a turd a turd. They'll call it an opportunity in the rough or something like that. Okay.
It's got potential.
It's got potential. Okay. It's up and coming. No, mate, it's a turd. All right. It's a festering turd and you got to call it for what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a British are like world-class experts in mincing their words and it's painful. Okay. Number three, my home is not my castle. Oh God, it's going to go wobbly again. Don't let it wobble. That's better. Thank you. Okay. Right. My home is not my castle. Right. So Katie and I are fortunate enough beyond words to live where we do because we have the best landlord and landlady in the world. They are the nicest people you could ever wish to meet. They're a hugely successful family, really kind, but they are so generous and so kind. And where we live, it's a wonderful experience every day, right? It's beautiful. And I wouldn't change that for the world. But for me, like a home isn't a physical house is not an asset. It's a liability. The only time it becomes an asset is if you're actually, if you've bought it, but then you're renting it out and it's making you money. Then it's an asset. The rest of the time, it's a gigantic leaking sieve that's always going wrong, always needs something fixing. There's always a problem with it. And so my home is not my castle because, well, it doesn't add to the, it doesn't, how can I put this? It doesn't make me any more of a man, okay? It doesn't make me any cooler. And I, frankly, I couldn't give a shit. Life is for living, and it's the experience of life that I find super exciting.
Right.
So that's it. My home is not my castle, okay? I love where I live. I love how I live. I wouldn't swap it for the world, but I genuinely, okay, have no interest in owning the property. And the phone's falling down again. Oh. Right then, okay, rattle off the list here. Sunday roast is not my jam. I do love a Sunday roast, okay? But like, I've reached that. Yeah, right. But then basically you've got to like cancel your schedule for the next 18 hours because you just like, you look like the side of a house. You feel like the side of a house. You just like, you know, you just walk, waddle around for the next 24 hours with a food baby and you just generally feel disgusting. So this like, this meat and 15 veg affair with gravy and pudding.
Oh, cheese, oh, sauce, yeah, and bread and butter. What is it? Bread and butter sauce?
Bread sauce and peas pudding and then
sauce, yeah,
and then like Yorkshire puddings and then like goose fat roast potatoes. And it's like, I mean, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. But then I don't need to eat for a week.
Yeah, if you work in a mine for 16-hour shifts.
Yeah, that's right.
It's delicious.
Exactly.
Not our sedentary lifestyle.
No, that's it. Right, I'm having a quick look through. So here we go. So when I hear an accent, I must ask where they're from. Most British people will go out of their way not to ask where somebody is from for fear of being taken as being a racist. And I'm always happy to run the gauntlet and ask the question because I'm not a racist and I'm just generally super excited whenever I hear anybody that has even the slightest foreign twang in their spoken English. Like, where are you from?
Still.
And I'm like, I've lived in this country for 30 years. And I'm like, fuck.
Racist.
Racist. That's right. Okay. Where else do I stop being British? I don't do ugly as fuck Christmas jumpers. Okay.
I'm so glad.
I mean, it's
not a look.
It's definitely a grounds for divorce. It's almost grounds to be shot. I've never understood the ugly Christmas jumper thing. If somebody listening to this, watching this, would like to fill me in on the details why it has such cultural significance, please let me know. And I might even partake, but I can't imagine me ever wearing an ugly Christmas jumper. I think I'd rather chew off my own arm. So anyway, so that's it. What else do I do? I don't own an England football shirt. You guys know me, I love to box. That's my sport. And I love like the Euro championships and the World Championships. But other than that, I'm, you know, coming from the home of football, I think that's definitely where I stop being English or British because I have just no connection to it. So it is. I suppose to close here, with on probably the strongest one, I don't say I'm fine when I'm dying on the inside. The English, right, are the kind of people, and I can't really speak for the whole of the British house, but like, if talking about the English, like, you know, it could be the case that the guy, you know, a guy's like, his wife's just left him, he's got a tax bill he can't pay, he's constipated and he hasn't been paid, and like, you ask him, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. I'm like, yeah. No, mate, no.
Ticking along nicely.
Ticking along. It sort of links in with mincing your words.
Surviving.
Really. Yeah, that's right. Oh, no, I missed the last piece. Where I absolutely stop being British, right, is I don't chase rolling cheese down a hill.
We get asked that a lot.
Sorry, we're at this lovely lake and there are some kids come over to play with our car and he's currently being rounded up. We don't roll cheese down a hill and we don't chase after it. This is a thing. Is it in Cheddar, the village of Cheddar?
Gloucester? I'm going to say it's Gloucester.
I'm just pulling knowledge out of my rectum right now.
It's to say it's Cheddar.
Yeah. Oh, it is Gloucester. I even put it here in the
thing.
It's Gloucester, right?
I know, because people in Germany ask me that a lot. Like, oh, have you done your annual cheese rolling? Are you like...
Yeah. Like, no, how do you figure that? How do you figure
it's
that?
It's one tiny little proportion that, like, some German media outlet likes reporting on every single year.
It's
not representative of the whole population. It is a small fraction of possibly, like, a dozen people. I don't know how many take part. It might be slightly bigger, but it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. So don't worry about it. If you come to England, okay, you're not going to be expected to chase rolling cheese downhill. But it's one of the more obscure things to do. Because people do it and they get seriously injured. I think people have even died doing it, you know.
It's probably the equivalent of not every German has lederhosen or like a dirndl.
Yes, they do, don't they? You learn that in school.
Racist. It's the same, you know, connotations.
I guess so. I mean, can you imagine, like, you die, like, chasing, like, cheese down a hill.
But
you go up to the pearly gates. Right, and, exactly. You get to the pearly gates and some pizza, then he's like, what the fuck were you thinking?
And then you find out they have no chutney in heaven. Or Marmite for the weirdos.
Right. Okay. Let me know your thoughts on last week's episode, by the way, about the Marmite, because that was quite divisive, actually. And I've had a lot of people on LinkedIn going, "Yay, Marmite," and other people going, "Marmite." I'm definitely on the "Yay, Marmite."
I thought I liked you, Daniel, but now I don't.
Yeah, I think a few people have unfollowed me since that. They must have thought after watching that episode, "Yeah, he's a real keeper. He's a good lad, that Daniel." And then they watch the Marmite thing. Oh fuck! No, I don't need to be associated with that. Disgusting individual. Anyway, so that's it. That's give or take my list of where I stop being British.
Fantastic.
And I start just being, well, whatever amalgamation I am today, really. Yeah. Part German, just a mutt, basically.
Just a mutt. Gorgeous mutt, though.
Thanks, Base. Yeah, especially with this hairdo going on here. Anyway, there we go. So there we go. That's it. Right. Can we, like, perhaps, like, end the world's most painful podcast episode after that? How many takes has this taken us now?
It's boiling.
Five.
Yeah.
And it's fucking roasting.
Let's go data.
Okay.
Can we go for a walk?
Yay. Great. We're going to go for a walk. Okay. Right. Love you guys. Thank you for watching. And message us. Keep messages in with... I can't even get
message
the words.
Say, come again.
Oh.
Pissed again. And driving as well.
No, I don't spread rumours, honestly. Message us in, right, with your requests of things, just the general shit you want to hear me talk about, or Katie for that matter, okay?
Yeah, I don't get to say anything.
No, you don't. Damn straight.
Well, okay.
Right.
Cool.
Okay. Well, right.
So it works.
Bye, guys.
Bye.